You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News. This is the 3rd of May edition. Woo! We're going to be talking about new makeup releases and some updates of things that have updated in the last week.
Correct. And we do turn these episodes into a podcast. So if you prefer to listen and not see us, there is always a link in the description box. We also do sneaky, extra chatty podcasts.
Who caught our Game of Thrones one? And who sat through it? Because it was a long one. I did too.
I edited it. Yes, it was a long one.
It was a long one. But if you're enjoying it, let us know.
All right, what are we starting with?
We're going to start with updates. We're going to talk about the ColourPop Shayla collection.
Yes.
This is the Proceed with Caution. So collection number 2 from ColourPop and Shayla. It consists of a eyeshadow palette, a 9-pan eyeshadow palette, 2 blushes, and 2 lip kits.
You could also buy the Ultra Satin Lips and the Lippy Pencils individually. Ultra Satin Lips, $7. Lippy Pencils, $6. Proceed with Caution, eyeshadow palette, $12. Blushes, $8. The Lip Bundles, $12. And the Proceed with Caution PR collection is $49, now available. All of them are new shades.
Excellent.
And the theme is like construction, which is interesting. I don't think I've seen a construction themed makeup collection. So
no,
the colors may not be super interesting and new, but the theme is, so go them.
How does it... The only color I see actually representing construction is yellow.
Yes, but the lip pencils are brown and it looks like dirt. So you often... you know, dig dirt when you're creating buildings. So I think that would be the trying really hard to make that work. All right. We talked a little while ago about new Inglot eyeshadows. They're sparkly ones. We saw them in a palette. Someone was holding them up. They look sparkly and interesting. And they've been released. Mm. Now, when I was gathering this information, you can find them on websites, including the Australian one. But it's funny because if I Googled it, I could find it, like found the direct link. But from the homepage, I couldn't find it. So it was sort of like, I think it's starting to release as we talk. And I didn't have all the information. I do remember hearing that you can buy these individually, but so far I think on the US website I could only see it in a palette.
Okay.
So you could only buy it in the full completed palette with custom packaging. So the lid of the Freedom System is custom packaging, and it also has the names of the shades under the pans.
That's a good idea.
Normally these Freedom Systems, they're just like blank colored and you pop in whatever shades you want. And if you then want to see the shades, you've got to take them out, which is a hard task. You don't have the magnet.
Yeah, get the magnet. It's get only $1.50.
Yeah, it's worth the investment. But what interests me about these, and it will interest you too.
Yeah.
So I don't know prices yet, but these are sparkly eyeshadows and they're a new formula. They're saying that it's a creamy pigment eyeshadow. And it's made with pure pigment and diamond dust.
Yeah.
Now, their eye pure pigments are probably my favorite pigments on the market.
I've got so many of them.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of them. They're just right there. They're on display because they're beautiful. So if this is a mix between their pure pigments and their diamond dusts, these are going to look phenomenal.
Yeah.
I feel like...
They say that they also... The color depends on the angle of the light. So
they're duochrome.
Duochrome.
Yeah. They're pure pigments like these guys are also duochrome. I'm not sure if you can see. This is a red to a gold. And this
some
is
of them are like multi-chrome
too. Yeah. And this is like a purple to a blue. This is like the Jeffree Star hyperthermia highlighter, skin frost. Or what is it?
Supreme Frost.
This is like a dupe for it. So, but in a loose pigment version. So if these are pressed in a pan with more sparkle. I want to see them.
Yeah, I want to see them in person. I feel like a trip to Inglot is in the works.
Well, maybe we should do that later, Hayley.
Maybe we should. I wonder if we'll find them. 25th of April. I reckon let's go for a drive.
Let's do it.
Bye, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up. And we're going shopping.
All right. The next thing is something we didn't actually talk about in last episode, but I did show it on the screen because this was shown, I think, pretty much the day of editing. So we couldn't talk about it, but we knew of its existence. And it is a brand new Linda Hallberg palette. So they're calling this their first color palette, which is interesting because they have some sort of more neutral multi-purpose palettes, a lighter one and a deeper one in their collection. That's got like eyeshadows and face powders. So they've got like blush colors and contour colors and blacks and whatnot. And then they also have their shimmery, like their metallic and their sort of shimmery eyeshadows. So it's interesting that they don't refer to those as color palettes because they are colorful palettes.
Yep.
But I guess this is their first bright colored eyeshadow palette, I guess you would say. So this is their spectral eyeshadow palette. It's now available and it's got four different formulas in it. So there's a mix of mattes and shimmers and sparkles and whatnot. I really dig this palette.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I actually do. And I think the reason why I dig this palette is because it's unusual, like it's different. And even though it is, like I just look at this image and I'm like, holy fuck. Some of these colors, like the pink, I'm like, I don't really care about. I love the plum. I love the purple. I love the light sort of teal color. I'm wearing a pastel purple on my eyes today. And I don't know, I'm just digging these colors. Does it mean I will go out and buy it? Probably not. But if I wanted to buy something from Linda Hallberg, this would be added to the cart for sure. So it's definitely on my radar. A lot of people are disappointed in these swatches, but these look like they're applied with a brush, and I'll play on the screen her swatching it with her fingers, and it does look really, really beautiful. Some are duochrome, some are shimmer, some are sparkle, some are matte. I actually think the thing that gets me about this is the plum mixed with the pastels.
Yeah.
Because that's how I would wear pastels. I wouldn't just wear them flat. I would wear them with a bit of depth. And I like the color story.
Cool.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's up my alley.
Yeah, it doesn't inspire me.
Yeah, it doesn't inspire Hayley. Inspires Kat.
Yeah.
We sometimes disagree.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
From Too Faced, the Crystal Whips Shimmering Eyeshadow Veils. They're out, so if you want them, you can get them. And there's also the Glover Puppy Love Highlighter. Very cute. They're donating $25,000 to Vanderpump Dogs. Well, we know who that is.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's a rescue organization dedicated to crafting a better world for our furry best friends. But that one's...
It's coming soon, but it has been like officially acknowledged by Too Faced.
Yeah.
Like, whereas we spoke about this the other week and
it was still like sneak peek.
Yeah. It was found.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually sort of presented by the brand.
Yeah.
And usually when they do this kind of thing, it comes out, you know.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. So
I will say I don't want this at all. Like, I don't actually ever want to see this again, but I like the packaging.
Yeah, the packaging's cute, and it reminds me, our neighbour has a dog called Leo, and it's a little puppy that looks like this.
Little Jack Russell puppy, and fuck me daddy, he's so cute.
He's so cute. Like, so this, I'd call this Leo.
I would call this Leo. I like the box packaging, and I like the actual, like, component packaging.
Yeah.
I like the image in the pan. I actually think it's really cute, and if I didn't have way too much makeup, maybe I would consider this if I didn't
have... But the Clover collection doesn't come internationally anyway.
No, it doesn't.
Always available just on the website, so which doesn't ship internationally. Yeah. So they don't want it. They don't want to give it to us anyway.
No. And that's okay. They can keep it.
All right. Starting with brand new news from the last week. Anastasia Beverly Hills has, Norvina has sneak peeked a foundation that they're working on. So this is vegan, gluten-free, alcohol-free, clinically tested, I fucking hope so, dermatologist tested, I fucking hope so. Oh my god, like got heaps of stuff. Yeah, so it's safe around the eyes.
Yeah, that's what that means. Ophthalmologist. I can say it. Yeah, I can. It just,
do you know, it's one of those words that it sounds different to how it looks.
Yes.
So you go to pronounce it and you're like, wait, that's not how it sounds.
Don't read it, just say it. Yeah, you already know what the word is.
So doesn't clog pores, sensitive skin, friendly, long wearing, no flashback. So a lot of claims.
I feel like everything that's on the side of this box is basically a given other than the long wearing part.
Like, and gluten-free.
Yeah, well, look, I question that because there's not many people that have a gluten allergy that affects their skin.
Yes, there are a few people, but it's very uncommon.
It's very uncommon. So, you know, when I see that, I'm like, people with a gluten allergy that affects their skin, they're very aware of it.
Probably won't wear foundation.
Many of them probably don't, but if they do, they probably know exactly what to look for in an ingredient list. So to have it on the side there, I'm just like, and all of it, like vegan, okay, that's good. You should, if it's vegan, you want to let your customers know.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol free, clinically tested, dermatologist tested. Like that's all a given.
It's a given. It should be. And that's the thing that I don't like about these claims on all makeup.
Yeah.
Like, okay, have them on there, but it should be safe for the skin anyway.
Exactly.
So it's almost like saying made of makeup. Yeah. Of course it's fucking made of makeup. It's makeup. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's almost, it's like when people are like, oh my God, it's raining. And you're like, yeah, I can fucking tell.
So you don't say. Is that wet stuff falling out of the sky? Oh,
someone was crying on me. So, you know, I feel like it's a little bit, redundant. We do have a little bit more information. It is coming in August. It's going to have 50 shades. And they did say that there are a few other claims that didn't make it on the box because they ran out of space. It's oil-free, talc-free, and fragrance-free. Why don't they just reduce the font if they really want to fucking roll out a really long... And why don't they have those A's, the Anastasia logo in between? If you really wanted to make an excessive list of what it does not or does do... Shove it in there. Oil-free and probably is more important. And fragrance-free.
There are 10 claims on the side of this box, most of them completely irrelevant and just go without saying, but they couldn't fit in 3 more.
Yeah, and the ones that are possibly
more important to people.
Fragrance-free, oil-free.
Okay, now that I got that off my chest, I feel so much better. But I will say I'm keen to see what this is.
Yeah,
because I like Anastasia Beverly Hills product. So,
but I did hear their foundation wasn't received well.
Okay,
because their foundation stick that they brought out a few years ago, you don't like hear it. People see, talking about it for a reason.
I don't like foundation sticks anyway, so that was never going to be on my want list. But a liquid, look, potentially.
Yep.
If I can get it.
And find a shade
on Black Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
For a good discount, I'll take it. From Bare Minerals, we have a new collection. This is called the Clean Glow Collection, and it's pretty much a highlighting and bronzing collection.
Yeah,
at the core of it, with setting spray. So there's the Endless Glow Highlighter. These are $29 US each. These are like pressed powder highlighters. There's 5 shades. You've got Free, which is a champagne, Whimsy, they're calling it holographic, but it's just like a pinky
purple shade.
Depends on your skin tone how it's going to show up. Joy is a peachy pink, Fierce is a bronze gold, and Zen is a nude. And
it's like a neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
a cool, it's like the champagne, but a cooler tone version.
Yeah. On the second arm down in the swatch image, it's completely like.
Well, look at the top arm.
Yeah, actually.
It blurs into the skin. But to be fair, I love those highlighters. If you find a highlighter that matches your skin like perfectly, which this would be more of a fair highlighter, this would give you the glow without looking like you've got that stripe of colour.
Yeah.
So if I was to pick up one, I'd pick up Zen.
It looks personally. Yeah, it looks nice. I mean, they look nice, but
it's not
a highlighter. Then we've got the Bare Pro Glow Highlighters. These are $29 as well. There are four shades. You've got Joy, Free, Whimsy, and Fierce. So these are essentially same colours as the powders, but in a liquid form.
And the photo, look, firstly, the two top arms look the same
they
colour.
They are the same.
And one looks broken.
Yeah. Fair. It does.
There you go.
There's also two Endless Summer bronzes. Again, these are $29. You've got Warmth, which is a terracotta bronze, and Photan, which is a sun-kissed bronze. So the Warmth is best for darker skin tones, and Photan is best for fair to medium. Then we have the Glow bronzer. These are $29 each, and again, we've got Warmth and Photan. But the difference is you've got a liquid and a powder form, so whichever prefer.
Yeah, so that's what they do with the highlighters and the bronzers.
Yeah.
Powder pressed version, liquid version.
Yeah, unless you want Zen. And then you
which
can
I
only
do.
Get it in the powder. Which
good, because I don't want the liquid
fine.
Anyway. It's fine by me.
The last item is the Dew Mist Setting Spray. You'd be forgiven if you thought this was $29, but you'd also be wrong. It's $28. Sorry, I had to.
Yeah.
I had to do that.
Yeah. And if you didn't see the list of what we're reading out, everything else is
$29.
Yeah. So, look, this is not bad. It's not interesting. I would swatch these in store. I really like the Bare Minerals formulas of their powder products in particular.
Mm.
So this does interest me. But it looks like Becca. It's nothing new to the market. They're just fleshing out their range. They did this with the Gen Nude blushes. So the next step is bronzers and highlighters. Yeah. And Zen,
it's a pretty colour. It's a really pretty colour.
Yeah.
I actually like the look of this collection. If I didn't have An actual drawer full, like a big, wide Alex drawer full of highlighters, plus some other highlighters dotted elsewhere in my collection, I would actually consider buying something from this.
That's
but
fair.
The justification is extremely difficult to make, so this one won't be making it.
I'll swatch it in store. All right, speaking of Becca, they don't have highlighters to add, thank God, but they have added two new products to their skincare line. So if you remember their skincare line that they brought out, I think last year, it's the Skin Love range, Becca Skin Love range. They've now increased it to 5 items. And the two new items are the Skin Love Glow Shield Prime and Set Mist.
I want it.
$32. So it's a silky cloud-like mist that primes, sets, and refreshes.
Stop it.
And it's got that sort of iridescent packaging. It's pretty.
I want it.
And then there's the Skin Love Brighten and Blur Primer. So a skin smoothing primer that adds moisture and radiance immediately and over time. I'm interested in that as well.
Look, my face mist drawer isn't full.
Mine actually almost is. It's a small drawer though.
Okay, mine's still one of the big ones. And there's still space.
Do we even have this range in Australia?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
To Australia.
No.
Yet.
That's all right. You stay away because Hayley can't afford this shit.
That's fair.
We've got two collections from Chantecaille. One of them is a collaboration with De Gournay. They make wallpapers.
Yeah.
British wallpaper. Like, it's very fancy. It's art.
Yeah, it's like the fancy wallpaper that you'd have to get an interior designer who has the connections.
Mm.
And they're like, that's actually going to be $15,000
for one room.
type of wallpaper.
So we have a Lumiere Rose Compact. This is looking like it's $78 to $75. And it's just got like the really pretty special packaging.
Yeah, it's got a bird, roses,
It's
very pink, and it has a design on the pan as
well. It looks like it comes in a special box. It's very, very fancy. And then there is a perfume in Derby Rose. This one's $210. It's a fresh modern take on a classic rose scent. So it's got raspberry and Italian lemon in it as well.
Oh, that sounds
amazing. I know. Sounds great. Then it's Bulgarian rose and pink magnolia with Osmanthus petals, sweet osmanthus. I'm not sure what that is.
I want to smell it. It sounds amazing.
It does. It sounds really nice. Again, the bottle is really beautiful. It's a really, really pretty feminine collection. I get the vibe that this is coming out for Mother's Day, although that's not confirmed, but... Well, yeah, I can see any mother just being...
Yeah, look, like, especially if you've got a traditional sort of... Look, in Australia, we have a lot of British influence.
Yeah.
We were colonised by the British. Yeah. So, you know, I think of... In our sort of culture, a lot... Depends on who you are, but... Like, my nana, for example, would have, like, loved having this on her, bedside table.
This, like, if I got this from my nan, she probably would have cried when I gave it to her. And I know she would squirrel it away. She wouldn't use it. Yeah. She'd be like, no, it's too precious.
So, R.I.P. Nan and Nana.
Yeah, R.I.P. to our lovely nans. Maybe we should buy this in memory of them. Shit!
No, it'll happen.
We'll smell the perfume in store. We'll be like, oh, it's amazing. And here it'll be like $350 Australian. Oh, we both need one. $700. It's fine. We'll dedicate it to our nans. Fuck.
Sounds about right. That's what happens when you're trying to convince yourself that you want something or need something. We're the worst.
We are the worst.
But raspberry and lemon, gets me.
It sounds great. And I'm not a massive fan of the florals, but when it's like balanced nicely, especially with fruit,
I can deal with it. That's for sure.
The next collection is the summer 2019 collection. Consists of three lip veils in different shades. These are lipsticks. So there we go. And sales of this limited edition lip veil will support Elephant Family, an NGO working in India to minimize animal-human conflict and assist in maintaining century-old migration paths for elephants, which I think is really, really lovely. And Shantikai do this often with their some of their products. There's also the Aqua Sheer Gel Blushes in three shades. These look like kids' things.
Yeah, I've seen a few brands do this recently with that domed...
Like cream stick. Yeah,
I don't...
It's not my jam.
Not my jam
either. Especially
not
for the price that it's likely going to be. And then there's two bronzers. These are $78 US each. And it's a finely milled gel powder hybrid.
Yeah.
So there we go. Both of these collections are going to be available for pre-order... Or they are available for pre-order now. Sorry, they ship May 13th.
So they probably will come to other countries probably late May.
Yeah, I would think so.
But this second range, it's got really nice sort of red-toned packaging.
It's pretty,
It's different from the other range. But, yeah, I would go that wallpaper one.
Yeah.
The highlighter looks gorgeous.
That embossing in the highlighter, it's really beautiful.
But even if you were a person that used up the highlighter, which will take you probably 5 years to do, you could keep that as a mirror compact it would be gorgeous.
And I think another good purchase from this range would be those lipsticks from the summer collection. Yeah. Support the elephants. They're beautiful.
I agree. All right. Ciate has announced or released, they've released their first ever foundation.
Mm.
Now, this has gone on sale on the Ciate website. It's already in Mecca. Or online, or Mecca.
Okay, so confession time. I actually saw this late last month in Mecca.
And you didn't even fucking report on it, Hayley.
I didn't realise that it was like
new.
I thought, we finally got a Ciate foundation that's been out for 100 years. But no, apparently now they're just promoting it now.
So anyway, it's their first ever foundation. It's long-lasting with a weightless second skin finish. It's called the Extraordinary Foundation. It's supposed to have medium coverage, blurs the pores and imperfections. It's a versatile, buildable formula, can be buffed into the skin for a sheer finish or like layered for a more fuller coverage. What I like about it, it's 50 mils.
Mm.
So it's much larger, 66% larger than the average size foundation, which... for those that don't know, is 30 mils. And it's got a soft tube with a pump. So it's good for travel. You should be able to get most of the product out because you can sort of squeeze it out and then pump it out. And it has botanical extract like mimosa and Arctic rose. It's supposed to instantly lift and energize the skin while leaving it soft and radiant. It's got hydrating hyaluronic acid, moisturizing squalene, and oil-controlling bamboo extract for smooth wear. It's supposed to last up to 16 hours. So it comes in 20 shades, and there are sort of like a variety from light through to deeper. I think with a sort of medium coverage foundation, you can sort of get away with not having 50 shades because one shade can cover a few people. But it's £28 and it's $67. So there we go.
We've got something new from Ella Cosmetics. So they have released a new eye brush set.
Yes. We only got this in the mail. It's coming out on the 1st of May. So we don't know how much this is going to cost, but we will have details hopefully soon on the screen.
So it's called the I See the Light collection, and there's 12 eye brushes in there. They've got the mint green handle with the pink rose gold ferrule, and there's like a huge array of brushes in there, all for the eyes.
So Ella Cosmetics is the brand that we really love the sponges from. So if you wanted to see more stuff from them, that is the latest addition.
New from Fasali, we have the Hydration Bay Hydration Base Mask. So it's a 10-minute mask. You put it on. It's got like a clear gel base with little blue beads in it. And essentially what you do is you put it on, leave it on for 10 minutes.
But you put it on gently so you don't break the little beads.
And then after the 10 minutes, you like work the beads into the face, and then you're supposed to just
leave it.
Yeah,
it's supposed to turn more into like, I guess, a serum because it's got oils. Those little balls have oils
in it. Yeah, it says use alone or prior to makeup application. It's going to be $62 and it's launching on the 7th of May.
Yeah, I really want to buy this and I want to squidge it because it looks squidgeable.
It does. It looks
very interesting.
Gloopy.
Very gloopy. So we've got more skincare to talk about. Glam Glow have released a new mask. This is the Berry Glow Probiotic Recovery Mask. They're saying that it is online exclusive at the moment. Sometimes they say that and they bring them in store down the track.
They usually do.
So right now it's online exclusive at glamglow.com for $49. But it's a creamy, nutrient-dense, soothing mask. It's supposed to boost skin's health and restore radiance.
Looks like yogurt.
It does look like yogurt. And it's got hyaluronic acid, jojoba oil, you know, there we go.
Stuff.
Superfood berry blend. It is yogurt.
It is yogurt. I'm just going to eat it.
It's got beetroot and hibiscus.
I don't like
it. It's like a smoothie for your face.
I'm not
there we go.
Eat it.
All right, another skincare thing. It's the week for it.
So many.
Glossier have just released a new product. This is the Bubble Wrap Eye and Lip Plumping Cream.
Mm.
So a lot of people are finding this very unusual because it's an eye and lip product. And people often associate plumping lip products with that
tingly, and
I don't think that's what this is supposed to be at all. This is supposed to be more hydrating, so it's plumping because it plumps up the skin with moisture. So there are a few products on the market that are generally designed around the eyes, but they're safe to put on the lips. There's one by Dermalogica that I really like. So often serums around the eyes often are safe for the lips and they have good effects, so this is just marketing it as that.
In a clinical trial of Bubble Wrap users, 94% said their eye area felt more moisturized immediately.
Of course it would be.
Well, you would fucking hope
so. You could put oil or Vaseline on your eyes and it can feel more hydrated.
You could rub cat piss on your eyes and it will feel more hydrated immediately. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. So this contains hyaluronic acid, squalane, avocado oil, blueberry extract, and it's supposed to be a featherweight texture. So Not too heavy, which is good because you don't want to get milia around your eyes.
Yeah.
But it sounds like hyaluronic acid and like berry extracts.
Yeah.
It's the buzzword for this episode.
Yeah, it is. Like they say, it's a light as silk water in oil emulsion. Doesn't feel sticky or pill under makeup. Like it sounds nice. I just, yeah, that buzzword. Like, I cannot with brands bullshit these days.
That's fair.
Like, some of the stuff I read, I'm like, you are cancelled because you are trying to treat me like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but this is available now for $26 and it won't tingle your under eyes. No. Don't worry.
I'm sure it'll be very nice.
Yeah, it'd just be like a thin, it'd be like a serum
for
your eyes and lips. And like I said, a lot of eye serums you can use on your lips anyway. Yeah. So this is just, they're specifying it. Whereas other brands just say, it's for your eyes. Yeah. And you need something for your lips as well. That's what brands like to do.
They do. We have some new lip sets from Huda Beauty. So these are the matte and cream lip sets. Each set contains three products. There's a lip contour, which are the lip pencils, and then there's a mini liquid matte lipstick and a mini demi matte lipstick. Comes in five shades. You've got Mogul and Bombshell, so it's a vintage rosy blush. Provocateur and Muse, which is an elegant rose with cool undertones. Day Slayer and Venus, which is luxe light browns with pink undertones. Chica and Trophy Wife, which is deep rosewood shades. And Bowls and Famous, which are vampy berries. These are $25 each and they're available now at Huda Beauty.
Yes. All right, the next thing, we've got LA Girl. They released two new palettes in their Hot Hot Heat collection.
Hot Hot Heat collection.
So these are two eyeshadow palettes. They contain 16 shades. One is very warm toned. There's a few berries, there's a purple, there's oranges, there's nudes, there's champagnes, there's browns. But the one that interests me the most is this colorful one. So the colorful one is called Aloha Vibes. It's like jewel toned mixed with nudes, golds, silver, black. I don't know. I think this is interesting.
That silver looks like a duochrome.
It does, it doesn't
is.
It?
It's it is. Beautiful. It's got purple and blue and pink.
I think that peacock green just gets me.
Yeah.
And there's a duochrome in there as well. It's like peach to gold.
It is, yeah.
So these are available now. They're limited edition. And I sort of wish we could access LA Girl because it's one of those brands that you hear good things about, but they're US exclusive.
Makeup Revolution has a new collaboration palette with Kami, who is an influencer. It's called the new Magic Eyeshadow Palette. So this is it's a big one. How many shades have we got there? 20 shades. 20 shades, and it is retailing for £10, €11.99 or $15 at revolutionbeauty.com. It's also available at Beauty Bay and online at Superdrug and coming in store in the next month.
And I think that Makeup Revolution's caption may have been wrong because the palette itself says make magic, not magic. So mixed information there, but there we go. This is an interesting palette. I think I don't get why they only swatch some shades. It confuses me. We've been through this before.
Yeah, like, I don't
it confuses
it.
Me. But I do think the color combination is decent. It probably, if you really like a lot of colors, it might be a little bit boring. But once again, it might be that step into a colorful direction. If you like the brand and like the influencer and want some sort of safe colours.
Looks like there's some potentially glittery formulas, or is that just highly metallic, that gold?
I think the top row looks like glitters.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. But once again, they didn't swatch all of them. It looks like one's a duochrome.
It's hard to tell.
And I think that's the one in the top corner. So, yeah, I do think there's like maybe a pressed glitter formula in there. In the big pans and then the smaller pans, a mixed shimmer and matte.
Yeah.
But there you go. All right, new items from Morphe. They've launched new liners. So they've got the felt tip liquid liner, $12. The liquid liner, $12. You can get it in black, brown, or white. And the eyeliner pencil, $9 in black or brown. That is one of the most boring releases I've heard for a very fucking long time.
I was going to say, I feel like this is a release where Morphe's like, we don't have these products in our repertoire. Just make the basics.
Yeah.
We'll fucking address it when we've got time.
Yeah. And I feel like the felt tip liquid liner is... It's one of those ones that have the ink in the pen.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the liquid liner has the ink in the pot.
It does,
and then I actually sometimes prefer that because you get more longevity out of the product.
I don't personally, like if my only option is a felt tip, I want it with the brush that you dip into the tube.
Yes.
I don't want it in a pen form because they dry out too quickly. And the problem with felt tips is when you drag any brush tip over... a powder over your eyeshadow, you get powder products in there because you've got a wet brush and a dry powder product. They get together, they get all clumpy. If it's a actual brush head with bristles, you can get some isopropyl alcohol in there. When it starts to clog up, you can clean it out. But you can't do that with a felt tip.
No, but if it's in a pot and you're putting the applicator in the pot, you can always pick up more product.
Yeah.
You're not relying on the flow through the pen, which can get clogged. So I would prefer the second option they created that you can get in the black, brown, and white. But yeah, there we go. Mm. More skincare.
Ah, gosh.
Oh my God. Murad have just announced a new replenishing multi-acid peel. So this is available now. It's 3.3 fluid ounces. So that is 100 and something.
Yeah, it's mils. A big one.
It's $65. Mm. Essentially, this is a toner that has AHAs, BHAs, and TXA blend to resurface, smooth, brighten the skin. So yeah, it acts as like an exfoliator. A chemical exfoliator helps keep the skin really smooth. AHAs help keep your pores clean, so it helps sort of minimize breakouts. These are great products. It's good to see Murad's done one, and it's available now.
Excellent.
All right, Natasha Denona. I feel like it's almost another week, another Natasha Denona release.
Isn't it? Are we really doing that this year? Because that's annoying.
It's at least every fortnight.
Yeah.
But they have sneak peeked. They were showing the second addition to their Bloom Blush and Highlighting Palette. So we saw this last year. It's a mix between powders and creams, blush highlighters, and they have decided to bring out a second version in the same format. So this is actually called the Tan Bronze and Glow Palette. It contains three highlighters, two cream, one powder, and one powder bronzer. So they're all new shades. The creams sit under a little flap, so when you're not using them, they don't get the powder in them, which is good.
Very good.
And the palette is permanent. So it's $55, launching the 3rd of May online at Natasha Denona, Sephora, and Beautylish. So, yeah, if you like that blush sort of palette that they've had for a while, you can add a bronze and highlight version to it, which, you know, I've heard really great things about their face products, and I really want to try some.
I know. I would, like... Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
I want it, but I can't.
Don't need it.
Nah, I don't need it.
Don't need it. I want it.
And sometimes I feel like I'm getting to the point where when I accept that I don't need things, I have to actually not then go on and buy them. Because...
You've made a stand?
Yeah. It's like defeating the purpose of going, I don't need it, but I'm going to buy it anyway. Like, come on, Hayley, sort your shit out.
All right, very quickly... We were sent this in the mail, so we thought we will show it. It is news. It will be up on Instagram soon. Sigma have released new... Hopefully you can see that, otherwise there'll be photos on the screen. New shades to their eyeshadow base primers. So the new ones are Earthen, which is a warm coffee matte. There's Radiance, which is a soft golden shimmer. and Ignite, which is a light caramel matte. So that's added to Sorbet, which is a pale rose satin, Bubbly, which is a pinky peach champagne shimmer, and Persuade, which is a light pink beige matte. So they've added more sort of brownier shades, I guess, to the range, or warmer tone shades. They're very pinky and cool prior to that. These are $15 each. They're available now. They've been available for a while. It is what it is. We didn't talk about them. Oops. And they're supposed to wear for 8+ hours. Mm. I feel like they should be wearing for longer than that.
Mm.
An eyeshadow primer.
Mm. They should wear until you take it off.
That's true.
New foundation from Tom Ford Beauty. This is the Soleil Flawless Glow Foundation. It has an SPF of 30. So they're saying it's a lightweight gel serum foundation with sheer to medium coverage and a satin finish that glows without adding shine. It's supposed to hydrate and protect from UV rays and pollution. It's oil and alcohol free. It's available in 20 shades and it's retailing for, $87. And it's available now on Nordstrom.
I wouldn't expect anything less price-wise. I want to point out, though, do you know what makes me want this?
Mm.
That's really shit. Okay. It's got red fruit extracts, including watermelon, lychee seed, and apple.
Oh, no. Yeah. All three are, like...
That sounds like a fruit salad on my face.
Oh,
I sort of
does,
want it.
It does, and I want it. I get you. We have a new brand. This brand is called, I believe it's pronounced Ama, which is supposed to mean beautiful. And it's created or founded by the Nigerian-born LA and London-based former beauty executive Sharon Chuta. Now, this launched very recently. I believe it launched late last week or mid last week. And it consists of a bunch of palettes. And lip products and foundations and stuff. But these palettes are the things that got me. So let's run through them quickly.
Yep.
We've got, these are all, I'm going to say the prices in Australian dollars because when you go to the website, it knows where you're from and they're ready to ship to you globally. So props to that.
That's good.
$64 are these eyeshadow palettes and there's three color variations. We've got
Australian dollars. Did you say US dollars?
Did I say US? I meant Australian. Australian dollars. $64 Australian. So Savage is, it's a combination of cools and warms. You've got reds and blues and silvers.
But they're deep and they're smoky.
Oh, yeah,
which is cool.
Sexy. Then we have the Allure palette. This is orange, green, there's a plum. And
a lot of yellow.
A lot of yellow, yeah.
This reminds me of subculture vibes.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Then we have the Poise palette. And this, again, is very warm toned with a pop of blue.
Yeah, a very rich.
Yeah. There's also the Cleopatra Ink Liquid Eyeliner, $26. There are four matte lipsticks. These are $35. We have the Boss Gloss in four shades, they're $32. And we have the Metallic Lipsticks in four shades, $38. Check out that gold one.
I know.
It's got like a Starburst print in it.
Or is that just the marketing image? The photoshopped image?
It could be, but...
Because they all look like they're photoshopped. They don't actually look like they're photos.
No. There's also concealers in 17 shades. It's called the Stay Woke Concealer. This one's retailing for $37. There's a Double Take Contour Stick in six shades, $58. So you've got a highlighting and a contouring end. And then we have the foundation. This is available in...
A lot of fucking
shades. A lot of shades. I believe it was 50 shades, if I remember correctly. Interesting thing about this is that they have broken the shades down into, like, colour sections. So you've got, like, shades for very fair skin. And within each section... They've got different ingredients to treat different skin conditions.
That's good.
So the Very Fair Skin line treats hypersensitivity and redness with microalgae extracts. Then we have the Fair Skin line, which contains Anglianco grape extract, which boosts collagen and detoxifies the skin. We have the Olive Skin line, which contains Rosa hybrid extract, which repairs and protects. We have the Rich line, which contains white tea extract, which detoxifies and reduces inflammation. We've got the Brown Skin line, which contains woolly thistle extract, which reduces hyperpigmentation. And we've got the Deep Brown Skin line, which contains tomato extract to brighten the complexion.
Interesting. I think I would like to see how well this is received because I feel like adding different ingredients in different shade ranges not only means that people with different skin tones will have different experiences with the foundation. So, for example, if I watched someone give a review on their olive skin, but I was going for the light,
they might not be the same. Yeah.
But also it means that having a look, like if you've got sensitivities, you have to look at a lot of different ingredients to figure out which one suits you. And you might go, okay, well, I have hyperpigmentation, but I've got medium skin, and so I want those ingredients. I'd love to see how this is actually received by the public. But I think the brand is looking like they're doing some interesting stuff. The eyeshadow,
they're trying to be different.
The eyeshadow palettes all seem to be quite targeted to probably deeper skin because the shades are quite deep and vibrant.
Yeah, they are.
I think it's interesting. I'd love to hear more about this from people's perspective. So it's an interesting brand.
Yeah.
All right. Wet n Wild, we have seen a new limited edition collection. This is the Crystal Cavern Collection Box. Now, I have seen people spot this in store, so you can buy the items individually. But when I was gathering this information on the Wet n Wild website, there was only the box set available.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I'm sure that if you can buy these in your local store, you can buy the products individually.
Yeah.
But I could only find the details of the box set. So this is supposed to be about channeling positive energy through uplifting multidimensional hues and fragrances inspired by rose quartz and clear quartz, amethyst and jade.
Mm-hmm.
So this is shown to have crystals in it, but it doesn't contain crystals.
No.
It's just in the marketing photos.
Yeah, it's inspired by.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. The full collection box includes the Crystal Cavern Mega Glow Face Mist, the Crystal Cavern Mega Glow Brightening Rocks, the Crystal Cavern Mega Glow Highlighter, the Crystal Cavern Jade Perfume Roller. I'm going to stop saying Crystal Cavern because it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
The Amethyst Perfume Roller, the Clear Quartz Perfume Roller, the Rose Quartz Perfume Roller. There's four eyeshadow trios. And there's four lip glosses. So hopefully that makes sense.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot in one box. I like the inspiration for this. I do like inspiration for that's taken from like crystals for makeup products. I just don't like, for me personally, these colours just don't speak to me. I like the box that it's all in.
Yeah, the box most. Looks cool.
Yeah.
I do think that I'm probably the same as you. I think, you know, you can take some really cool inspirations from crystals and just even like the vibe of it, like the sort of, I don't know,
like
more
chill,
mystic,
kind of uplifting.
Yeah,
it's all about
positivity vibes.
And like,
I think
you can
take that and roll with it and create some cool stuff. But I see the direct influence in what they're doing, but I actually don't want
any of
it.
I don't vibe it. No.
And the perfumes have little crystals in them. So
look, the perfumes look very cute. It's just, yeah.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
How well do you think Wet n Wild perfumes are going to last on the skin?
I don't think they would at all. No. I mean, I consider Wet n Wild Beauty a brand that I do, like, they do, it's like Essence. They do these like fun with the moment kind
capsule
of
capsule collections.
Yeah, collections. But it's not a brand that I'm like going to go stock up on my Wet n Wild rollerball perfume.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like a little bit of fun.
Yes.
But not, yeah, not amazing.
I also think their strongest items are their permanent items.
Yeah,
like I their agree. Bronzes are nice. Yeah. Their you know, base products are nice. I really love their Liquid Catsuit Shine lip glosses.
They're beautiful.
They're great. Yeah. So I think some of their more permanent products generally to me are their strongest.
Mm.
I don't know. I think I'm getting too old for shimmery rocks and iridescent lip glosses.
It's fair.
It doesn't float my boat.
Yeah.
So
I'm out. Into
I'm out.
Give me the box. It's very pretty.
Yes. I'll store my shoes in it. Yes. Thank you very much.
I will keep it for a while and then decide that I can't keep this any longer.
Fair.
It's time to dedicate this episode of Beauty News to Beauty News VIP, and this episode goes out to Alex.
Yes.
Alex, your display picture is legendary. It will go down in history of Beauty News episodes.
I do love it. It's great. It's great. It's great. I love it. Okay, so if you've made it to the end, I was thinking, what's the theme of this collection or this release of, besides skincare?
Yeah, I know.
Which, there's no emoji for skincare, unfortunately.
No, no emoji.
But you can do like those... For the hyaluronic acid, everything.
If you want to do that, you can do that. The like drops.
The drops.
Yeah.
Often used indecently. But yeah. I was thinking anything to do with rocks. Now, I know there's no like rock emoji, unfortunately, but there are like mountains and stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like one of the heads from Christmas Island.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Something like that.
Is my history serving me well? I don't know.
I think
but,
it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think rock related stuff because we had Wet n Wild with the mystic the rocks. And we also had Makeup Shayla
with digging rocks. Those
rocks. Breaking that soil. So we're doing rocks.
This episode is going to hell.
It always does, doesn't it?
Leave it there. Yep. It's where it belongs. All right, guys. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up.
That too.
Give it a thumbs up and throw a rock at it. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.